This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission has unanimously adopted amendments to the wolf and fur bearer hunting regulations for the upcoming hunting season that will split Wolf Management Unit 313, just north of the Yellowstone National Park boundary, back into two separate hunting units and only just three wolves to be killed in each. The commission approved another amendment that will again ban the use of telemetry and motion tracking devices when people are hunting wolves. That practice had been banned up until the 2021-22 wolf hunting season, when the Republican supermajority Montana legislature and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte supported allowing telemetry, as well as the use of using bait and allowing night hunting of wolves on private lands. The amendments came as a result of a year's worth of meetings with locals and business owners in Park and Gallatin counties, as well as from leadership at Yellowstone National Park. Park Superintendent Cam Shawley sent the commissioners a letter in June directly requesting the two changes and summarizing a host of reasons for the changes. Superintendent Shawley said 13 wolves from Yellowstone packs were killed this past winter, including 8 killed in Montana, accounting for about 10% of the entire wolf population in Yellowstone National Park. 6 of those 8 were killed in WMU 313, and they came from 3 different Yellowstone packs. 2 more Yellowstone wolves were taken in Region 3 near its boundary with WMU 313, and another Yellowstone wolf was poached in 313 in February. He added that 2 other collared wolves died this past winter from gunshots the park believes the wolves sustained inside WMU 313. Shawley said, in all, these mortalities resulted in the dissolution of 3 Yellowstone packs that counted toward the 2023 park population, Shawley wrote. In some cases, the human killings of wolves led to declining pup production. Shawley also asked the commission to ban the use of telemetry for wolf hunting, saying that it went against the ethics of fair chase hunting. Andy told the commissioners that there have been fewer than 10 livestock depredations caused by wolves during the past 10 years in Park County, meaning that one of the Republican majority state legislature's primary reasons for setting a goal of having a declining wolf population in Montana simply was not occurring. Shawley, as well as many members of the public, told the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission that wolf watching in Yellowstone brings in around $80 million to local economies in Gardner and the surrounding area, critical money for the region that could be jeopardized if the wolf population dips too low or if people see wolves being killed near the park or cities or towns. The commission will set wolf trapping season dates and where those will apply at the commission's October 10th meeting. A Pennsylvania groundhog is making a name for himself for something other than predicting an early or late spring. An intrepid varmint dubbed Colonel Custard, named for the frozen custard shop and mini golf outlet where he was discovered, was found stowed away among the stuffed animal prizes in an arcade claw game 2 weeks ago. Players were maneuvering a mechanical law to pluck toys from the glass game case when they suddenly realized a real live groundhog was blinking back at them. The newly named Colonel Custard was found in Hollidaysburg, an hour's drive from Pennsylvania's far more famous groundhog town, Punxsutawney, home to the weather-predicting groundhog Phil. The Meadows Frozen Custard Shop has made T-shirts that read, "Respect the Groundhog," and have held the online naming campaign that elicited the name for the groundhog, Colonel Custard. No one knows how the groundhog got into the building, but he must have clambered up the game chute into the machine. It took a village to set the varmint free. Employees first called the claw machine owners, who were too skittish to take the colonel on. Next came the police, who called the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Game wardens opened up the claw machine and released the groundhog into a nearby field. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.